The PNC Legacy Project is the first exhibit you see when you walk into the Imperial Center for the Arts and Sciences in Rocky Mount. David Combs is the mayor of Rocky Mount. He was born and bred here.
I've seen the banks grow, and certainly both my parents dealt with these banks that have merged over the years. So, you know, Rocky Mount has a long history of banking history.
The exhibit starts at the beginning of Eastern North Carolina's formal marriage between banking and agriculture. Cotton was king, and then came tobacco. Rocky Mount needed somewhere to put all that money. In 1899, Planters National Bank was born.
Banks, you know, are often founded in places where the markets are strong. You know, Cleveland, Chicago, too. Rocky Mount also is in the same position.
Mary Beth Corrigan is the historian and curator of the PNC Legacy Project.
People want to be able to go to the bank in the same place that they go to market. They want to be able to, you know, borrow money for the growing season, and then when they sell the goods, to be able to deposit that money and to pay back their loans right away.
And that was the formula for success for Planters National Bank. The multimedia exhibit includes oral histories of 13 people who had long ties to one or more of the Rocky Mount banks, like longtime employee Marcia Davis.
As a child, the first experience I have with Planters Bank was taking money down to open a passbook savings account.
The next bank to open in Rocky Mount was People's Bank and Trust in 1931. Kate Sproul Harrison is 93 years old. She says her father, Frank Sproul, founded People's Bank in the middle of the Great Depression. He had decided to leave North Carolina Bank and Trust.
They continuously put pressure on him to foreclose on people he knew that could make it if they had just a little bit more time. And so with these other outstanding people in Rocky Mount, they opened the bank with, as I hear, with just $125,000 capital.
People didn't think its prospects were very good.
Mary Beth Corrigan.
It was founded on April Fool's Day, which was the source of a lot of comment, and it turned out to be a great success.
Corrigan says 101 depositors came in on that day. The average deposit was $504. Planters and Peoples continued to do well through World War II. The exhibit includes a 1944 poster from the Office of War Information with a plow in the background. It tells farmers, buy bonds for him. Let's all keep backing the attack. Tom Rogers is a city councilman who wore several hats during his nearly 30 years at People's Bank and then Centura Bank. Centura was formed in 1990 when Planters and People's Banks merged.
You could smell the tobacco in the fall, and that really kind of had a smell of money. It had a smell of prosperity for people and for the city.
Centura Bank was acquired by the Royal Bank of Canada in 2001. It became RBC Centura, and then later just RBC. A piece of all those banks can be found in PNC. It bought RBC last year. America's banking industry has gone through a major contraction because of the Great Recession. Today in Rocky Mount, you can find several hundred PNC employees and bank branches that once bore the name of Planters, Peoples, and Centura. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.